listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Come in and cold.
Everybody, and welcome live to John Cropp Stadium here on the University of Kentucky campus in Lexington on an absolutely beautiful evening as we get set for state tournament softball action here as the Montgomery County Lady Indians get ready to take on the Lady Knights of Lexington Catholic. Already had warm-ups and introductions of lineups, and the coaches are meeting around home plate with the umpires right now. Lexington Catholic 26-2, coached by Emery Emmert, whose daughter is in the lineup, a senior that will be playing third base today. Montgomery County coming in at 31-6 under Coach Matt Puckett. The Lady Knights, champions of Region 11. Montgomery County, the champions of Region 10. We've had, of course, action going on here. There are just two games left in the opening round. Davis County, Assumption, Boyd County, and North Laurel. Henderson County and South Warren have advanced so far. After this Montgomery County-Lexington Catholic matchup, it'll be Lawrence County and McCracken County to play in the final game. Lady Indians getting ready to take the field, and we'll have the first pitch, give you the lineups when we come back in 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Montgomery County, the home team on the scoreboard and on the mound for the Lady Indians to begin today is freshman Lily Hill, a 13-1 record with a save, a 3.66 earned run average, 88 strikeouts in 88 innings, has walked 42 in 88, and starting her 17th game of the season and leading it off for Lexington Catholic's Lady Knights, miss everything for them. Junior Abby Hammond, who will be pitching today, and we'll talk about her pitching coming up, but she's batting 597, 13 home runs, team high 38 runs batted in, right-hand batter, little open stance, and we are ready, and there's the first pitch, and it's up a little bit high for ball one. So we are underway. Check the Montgomery County defense as Hill ready and pitching, and Hammond takes that pitch, which looked awfully good, but didn't get there. Two balls and no strikes to count. get a little bit of an open stance. Hill, the 2-0 is, that's a strike. And it's 2-1. Hammond has drawn a lot of intentional walks. She's walked 33 times on the season, and many of those have been intentional. The 2-1, and boy, that's strike two. Hill bearing a pitch over the inside part of the plate. And the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. As Hammond bats, Mosley, Franklin, and Emmert to follow. And Hill with the 2-2 and a ground ball. High chopper cut off by Cox at third, and she throws it away first base. That'll get Hammond on to second base. And a runner in scoring position with nobody out. So a tough break for Montgomery County, a team that has been so good defensively, but Hammond reaching on the error and ending up at second base. Good job of pitching. It looked like a fairly easy play for Madison Cox. But again, you get to this stage, I don't know, there's a little different feel up here. Here's a left-handed batting. Avea Mosley Franklin, the catcher. She's only a seventh grader, 385, shows bunt, and the pitch is taken. And I don't know, again, the Montgomery County catcher, Reganoni, she held that pitch right there, but it got called a ball. And left-hand batter. She shows bunt, bunts at third base side, and it will go foul. And the count is all even at a ball and a strike. Franklin, 385 batting average, has a couple of doubles, a triple, and a home run. Has driven in just 10 runs on the season. Hammond has scored a team-high 40 runs for Lexington Catholic. The Montgomery County outfield is not real deep. And the pitch. And she swings and fouls it off the light pole, or the, actually, that's the sound pole down the left field line where the sound equipment hangs, and the count is 1 ball, 2 strikes. Well, Hill would love to get a strikeout here. Ava Emmert is waiting in the on-deck circle. Left-handed batter deep in that batter's box, and the pitch taken just off the plate outside. Boy, it looks like Hill really does have very good control of where she is locating that those pitches. At this point, everything has been, you know, on the corners, on the knees, 2-2, and there's a little number that just drops foul. Cox came over toward the Montgomery County dugout, third base side, to try to get to it, but couldn't, and the count stays 2 balls and 2 strikes. Montgomery County with Riley Martin at first, Jay Noni at second, Sarah Zink at short, Madison Cox at third. There's the pitch, and it's taken up high. And boy, they want to. They say she did not go around. She ran up on that pitch out of the box, and Reganoni thought that she went too far, but the count is full now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. This is an important pitch right here early in this game, 3-2. You don't want to put two on if you can keep from it. Don't want to give her anything too good. And the payoff is nubbed foul down the left field line, and the count will stay at 3 balls and 2 strikes. In the outfield for the Lady Indians, Taylor Pate in left, Addison Rogers in center, and Hagen Stills in right. Emily Brock in the batting order, batting for Stills as a designated player. Again, Lily Hill with the 3-2, and there's a bouncer that gets through into center field, holding on at second base, though. And there are runners at first and second on the base hit, but unable to advance was Hammond. So there are runners at first and second with nobody out. And the batter is Ava Emmert, 319 batting average. Has struck out more than any batter on in the lineup, but she has 4 home runs and has driven in 35. Big right-hand batter hits from the right side, and Hill delivers, and that pitch is just off the plate. Wow. I can tell you from up here, Hill is not missing by very much on these pitches. She is all over the plate. Open stance hitting from the right side. Emmer takes an off-speed pitch that drops in there, and that pitch is called high. And it's 2-0, and you hear the reaction from the Montgomery County stands. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Emmer batting with Lydia Kennedy on deck. Hill needs a strike, gets it. It's hit high and deep to left field, and that ball is foul. Oh, no, it's a fair ball. I thought that ball, I don't have a great angle, but that's a three-run home run. And Lexington Catholic's first three batters have scored here to begin this game. That ball is just inside the foul pole down the left field line, but it cleared by plenty. 2-0-1 down the left field line, and Catholic has quickly taken a 3-0 lead over the Lady Indians. And the batter will be Lydia Kennedy, so Hill trying to gather herself now as Kennedy, 338 batting average, comes to the plate. A couple of home runs for her. For Emmert, that was her fifth home run of the year. Left-hand batter, and Hill pitches, and that pitch is in for a strike. Kennedy batting with Kinley Willoughby in the on-deck circle. Cox, a couple of steps in front of the bag at third, and the off-speed pitch stays high, and it's all even at 1-1. One ball, one strike the count. Reaganoni drops behind the plate, and Hill ready with the 1-1, and that's a check swing, and it's a little bit high. Two balls and a strike. Montgomery County looking for an out right now. Just to pull one up on the board after the first three, reach and score. Swing and a miss. And the count is all even at 2-2. Well, Hill, again, she's only a freshman. This is a big spot. See if she can kind of settle down. And there's a pitch fouled straight back, and the count stays at 2-2. This Catholic team has a 351 batting average overall on the season. They've hit 24 home runs. Here's a ball hit high in the air and to shallow left field, and coming on to make the play is Taylor Pake. Had to battle the sun a little bit for that. Girls are playing with some of them with sunglasses, and there's the first out of the game. Fly ball to left field, and here is Kinley Willoughby, the senior shortstop. Lexington Catholic has four seniors in their starting lineup. Montgomery County with three seniors. Right-hand batter is Willoughby, 329 batting average. Takes the first pitch down low for a ball. Willoughby batting with Hughes on deck, H-U-S-Z, in the on-deck circle. Here's a ball hit foul. Boy, a great play by Cox. Didn't need to make it, though. She went across the bag to glove that one. Right now, she'd love to go back and have that throwing error back to start the game. She's been so solid at third base. One ball, one strike to count. So the Lady Indians, they have played from behind a lot, but they haven't played from behind against a pitcher like Hammond too often. But here's the pitch, and that's down and inside, and it's two balls and a strike. Willoughby really wide stance in there. Fouls this one back up into the stands down the first base side. And the count is all even at two balls and two strikes. Now Montgomery County right now after a tough start, not something you want against a team that has beaten you earlier, but it's trying to get through this inning now. And there's a ball hit into shallow right center field for a base hit. Quickly up is Stills to get it back in, just barely over the head of Jaden Oney. Third hit of this first inning for Lexington Catholic, and the batter is Lauren Hughes, sophomore second baseman. They've just called another player. They're calling this as Caitlin Kelly, who's coming up there. So it's Caitlin Kelly that's now batting. And it's a one ball, one strike count on her. Kelly, a big right-hand batter. takes that pitch a little low and away, and it's 2-1. So Kelly, 263 batting average on the season. Here's the ball hit into left center field, and that'll roll for a while. That'll get another run in, I believe. Up with the ball is Rogers. The runner has come to the plate. They won't make the throw there, and it's 4-0 Lexington Catholic. A double for Kelly. Hit that ball well into left center to drive in a run. And now the batter is Katie Paranzano, a freshman. She's the designated player. And Prisinzano, it's Prisinzano, 286 batting average. We're going to have a little conference at the mound, and Coach Matt Puckett on his way to the mound. Just I think we're going to make a pitching change right here. So Hill will go over, I think, and play first base, and coming in to pitch will be Riley Martin here in the first inning. The junior had a great start to the season. I think she kind of tired out a little bit, maybe, and Hill actually became the kind of go-to pitcher, but they're going to make a switch here. We'll be back in just a minute.
Creating lasting customer relationships is at the heart of Traditional Bank. Every day we get to serve our friends and neighbors, support new home ownership, help businesses grow, and invest in the communities we serve. Nothing means more to us than helping a customer reach a financial milestone or seeing a satisfied smile in the teller line. Thank you for allowing us to do what we love each and every day. Trust, tradition, together. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area, where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center. So Riley Martin comes on to pitch for Montgomery County here. Martin, a junior right-hander. And it's Prisinzano who steps in. And the first pitch is in for a called strike. Martin, again, she has had a good season. She's, I think she's just tired out a little bit. Let's see if she's... got it today. That pitch is up high a little bit, and it's one ball, one strike. She bats with a runner at second base in Kelly. Lauren Moore is on deck. Only one out here in the top of the first. Swing, shot checker swing went too far, and it's a ball and two strikes. Martin spinning that ball around in her right hand. Prisinzano is waiting, and here's the 1-2, and it's foul back. Got a piece of that one to stay alive. Ball and two strikes to count. Long top half of the first inning. Started with an error, then a base hit, then a three-run home run, a fly to left for the first out, a single and a double. Four hits in the inning. Only one out still. Runner at second. That's strike three. She buried that fastball and caught Paisanzano watching. And there are two outs, and here's Lauren Moore, senior center fielder. Moore, a 339 batting average, has two doubles and four triples, has driven in 20 runs, has a runner out there at second base that Montgomery County would like to keep right there. And the first pitch is popped up in the infield. The third baseman, Madison Cox, loves it in fair territory, and the inning is over. So Martin comes on, gets a couple of quick outs, but in the inning, eight go to the plate, four runs, four hits, one error, a runner left. And after a half inning, Lexington Catholic has the lead. Montgomery County will see if they can begin a comeback when we return in 1 minute.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Abby Hammond, the junior, what a year she's had. She has thrown every pitch for Lexington Catholic. She is 26-2, a 0.50 earned run average, has struck out 265 batters in 166 and two-thirds innings. She certainly is one of the best in Kentucky, and Montgomery County has got to try to come from four runs back. Lily Hill will start things off. 455 her batting average, 12 doubles, 3 triples, has 5 home runs, hits from the left side. Reagan only waits on deck, and the first pitch taken up high for a ball. And Hammond has, she has excellent velocity. You know, you've got to, I know, I'm sure Montgomery County has been working, getting ready. They know what they're facing today. The one ball pitch, that's way up and in, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. She has walked only 17 batters in 166 innings. It's only a batter in about every 10 innings. It's a lot of games with no walks, I can tell you. The 2-0 and a swing and a miss. Hill went right through that fastball, and it's 2 balls and a strike. Outfield plays fairly deep. I don't know what the umpires were watching for there, but stopped play momentarily. Now we're ready to go. 2 balls, 1 strike count as Hill waits and takes that one, and it's over for a strike, and it's all even at 2-2. You know, based on the, I mean, Montgomery County has got to come up hitting the ball. You're just not going to get very many walks against this young lady. Here's the 2-2, foul back, so Hill able to stay alive on a pitch that was up a little bit high. That's a great, when you throw the ball pretty hard, you get ahead of batters, you just throw it up around the letters and they can't catch up with it, and you get a lot of strikeouts. That's where that pitch was. Hill was too close to take, but Hill was able to foul it back and keep the at-bat alive. And Hammond. And takes something off that one and strikes her out on a swing and a miss. One up and one gone for Montgomery County, and here is Reagan Oney. Only a .595 batting average for the right-hand batter. Has 24 home runs. Nobody's ever hit that many in Kentucky before. Steps in batting right-handed. Oney, pretty even stance in the box, hitting from the right side, and the pitch is taken up and away for a ball. If you're Oney, you want to get ahead in the count if you can. So you can look for a pitch to hit. Sarah Zink is on deck for the Lady Indians. Swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch that was up high, and it's all even at 1-1. Oney has struck out only 8 times in 131 official at-bats. So here's the 1-ball, 1-strike count. Hammond pitches. There's a ground ball, kind of a check swing, third baseman gloves and throws, and they got her. Oney runs well and made it kind of a bang-bang play, but a nice play at third base by Ava Emmert, and they're quickly 2 down for Montgomery County, and the batter is Sarah Zink. Zink, a .500 batting average. Sarah has 10 doubles, 2 triples, 11 home runs, and well, I didn't mention, Oney's driven in 75. Zink's driven in 48. Right now, she just wants to get on base. Madison Cox waits on deck. Shadow is right across the home plate area right now here at John Kropp. There's a pitch taken for a strike. And I think Zink, she watched that pitch, and she, I know she thought, may not get a better pitch than that right there. Just didn't pull the trigger on the first pitch from Hammond. The one strike pitch. That's way up high, 1-1. If you're Montgomery County right now, you're down 4-0, first inning. You need a run. You need to get base runner. Get something a little bit going. Not apt to just pick it all up against Hammond, but try to get something started if you can. Here's the 1-1. That's a pitch that's taken outside, and it's 2 balls and a strike. Terrific Montgomery County crowd here. I'd say the crowd differential is about 2-1 in favor of Montgomery County. See if they can get something to cheer about. And an off-speed pitch and a good one by Hammond, and swung through and missed by Zink. And it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Hammond is already committed to the University of Kentucky. Again, she's only a junior. She's not real big, but has good velocity, and we've already seen her ability to change speeds. So valuable. Here's the 2-2 from Hammond. Swing and a miss, and the inning is quickly over. Montgomery County goes in 1-2-3 fashion here in the bottom half of inning number one. We played an inning. Lexington Catholic, 4. Montgomery County, nothing. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
I made you so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used, we've got a deal waiting for you. See me, Lonnie Pendleton, at Dutch Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President at People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lauren Kelly will lead it off, sophomore left fielder, and takes up high for a ball from Riley Martin. Kelly, and then we'll be back to the top of the batting order for Lexington Catholic here in the top of the second inning. They lead 4-0. There's an off-speed pitch that looked awfully good, but taken for a ball. And but you can tell Reagan Oney, she knows that strike zone. I think, and not just one-sided, but the umpire boy is being tight in that strike zone. Here's the ground ball into right field for a base hit. Make a late throw to first base, but so the first batter is on here in the second inning for Lexington Catholic, and that brings up Abby Hammond. Hammond reached on an error her first time up, and yes, she has 13 home runs on the season, 26 extra base hits, right-hand batter, and the pitch from Martin is taken in for a strike. Boy, good fastball over the inside part of the plate there by Riley Martin. Cox down at third base, playing even with the bag. Hill in front of the bag at first. There is a pitch that's taken just inside for a ball. We're sitting on where we are on the inside part of the plate to right-hand batters here up at John Kropp Stadium. Little breeze blowing out toward right center field. Martin delivers a 1-1, and that's taken a bit low, and it's two balls and a strike. Hammond reached on the air to start the game and came in to score on Ava Emmert's three-run home run. That pitch is down inside, gets away from Martin, and that'll get the runner on to second base on a wild pitch. And it's a three-ball, one-strike count to Hammond. This is not where you want to be. With when batters are up around that 600 mark, you know, try to stay ahead of them if you can. Don't get to where you feel like you have to put the ball over the plate and where they might hit it. She takes ball four. So the first two have reached here in the Lexington Catholic second inning, and here is Avea Mosley Franklin, who got a base hit into center field her first time up and came in to score on Emmert's home run. Left-hand batter. Emmert is on deck. Be really surprised if we don't see her probably put down a bunt right here. Cox is in just in front of the bag at third base. She shows bunt and tries to bunt it and pops up in the air behind home plate, and it's a strike caught by Oney, but in foul territory. One strike to count. Well, Montgomery County coming into this tournament, you knew the Lady Indians had a tough draw, but the brackets, in the upper bracket, with Davis County and Assumption, Boyd County and North Laurel advancing, and Montgomery County during the season had beaten Boyd County and North Laurel, but in the lower bracket you had South Warren, which has beaten E-Town 11-2, and they're the number one ranked team in Kentucky. They're waiting to play the winner of this game. Martin pitches, and there's a bunt foul, and it's no balls and two strikes. Then you have Henderson County, which advanced with a 5-4 win over Anderson County just before this game. And Henderson County is the number two ranked team in Kentucky. And Lexington Catholic is ranked number three. So the three top ranked teams in Kentucky are all in this lower bracket. Martin, two strike pitch, and it's a ground ball foul outside of third. Cox snagged it, but good thing it was foul, because she could not have done anything with that but try to make a long throw to first base. See if Montgomery County can pull off a double play right here. And again, the two-strike pitch is popped out into left center field. Left center field, and it's going to drop in there. That's going to get two runs home, and the lead grows to 6-0. And boy, Hammond showing great speed. Hammond really running the bases well there to get home. And at second base is Mosley Franklin, who is, again, only a seventh grader and just got a two-run double to make it 6-0. So the Lady Indian ship right now is taking on water, folks. And again, the space here, just a little bit more room in this outfield than you have in most high school fields. And there's the pitch to Emmert that's up high for a ball. And that additional space can make it kind of tough on these outfielders to read. One ball, no strikes to Emmert. Nobody out. Two in, one on. Kennedy on deck. Martin pitches. And that's in for a strike. And it's one ball, one strike to Emmert. Again, in a three-run home run right down the left field line. I thought it was a foul ball, really, watching it all the way, but it didn't have a good angle on it. And I'm sure it was a fair ball, but here is the 1-1 pitch, and that's up high, and it's two balls and a strike. Bart Reddy works from the middle of the pitching rubber. That pitch looked good, but taken low, and it's three balls and a strike. Hibbert bats with Kennedy on deck. Big right-hand batter is waiting on the 3-1, and that bounces up there. Runner goes to third, and no throw. Ball is down the dirt. Noni didn't have a chance to make a play at third base. So, Jose Franklin moves on. And there are runners at first and third with nobody out. 6-0. Lexington Catholic, folks, in case you just joined us. And here's the left-handed batting Lydia Kennedy. You fly out to left field her first time up. Martin delivers. That pitch is in for a strike. Kermit County pitchers again. Hill started. Martin has come on. A lot of pitches being thrown by Montgomery County these first couple of innings, and a lot of base runners and runs for Lexington Catholic. One strike pitch. That is taken a little bit low, and it's 1-1. After Kennedy, it'll be Willoughby on deck. Martin dealing. Pitch is taken high, and it's 2-1. And the pitch. Swing and a miss to even the count at 2-2. Montgomery County fans, they're glad to cheer on anything right now. The way this game has started, just looking for any opportunity to give their team a little momentum. 2-2 from Martin. That's a call, strike three. And again, there are those pitches that I think have been pretty close to that spot right there. That one was called a strike, and it's the first out of the inning. And here is Kenley Willoughby, who had a base hit and scored in the first inning. Right-hand batter. Will be the Lady Knight shortstop. Martin pitches, and that's taken for a strike. Yeah, I thought, you know, he'll seem to have really a good feel for the strike zone, and had some tough luck. Give Lexington Catholic credit. One strike pitch, ground ball. Third baseman, they glove, they come home, they get her. Oh, what a play. Madison Cox to Reagan Oney to nail the runner at home. And that's Madison Cox right there. Glad to see the young lady come back and make that play. 5-2 for the second out. Emmert goes on to second base. Willoughby reaches on the fielder's choice. Here's Caitlin Kelly at second base again. We did not have her in the lineup. I don't know, they must have changed the lineup card at the last minute or something. That pitch is taken a little bit inside for a ball. One other count. So Kelly bats with, Hughes was in the lineup and not. That pitch, wow, that looks good. Looks to cover the whole plate, but it's two balls, no strikes. I try to watch the, you figure that Oney is putting the glove in the strike zone. Ground ball foul outside of third to take the count to 2-1. First time Montgomery County has been in the state tournament in a while. The Lady Indians had a long run under Coach Bart Risen, who is back on the staff with Coach Matt Puckett this year. Martin pitches. That's taken for a strike on the inside part of the plate, and it's all even at 2-2. And Martin pitches, and the ball is hit to left field, and Taylor Pate will make the catch. Almost right in her tracks on a ball that was hard hit, but that's the third out. So Martin with a nice recovery to get three batters in a row, and a nice play made by Madison Cox. But in the second inning, a couple of runs on a couple of hits and a couple of runners left on base. And we go to the bottom half of the second inning. Let's see if the Lady Indians can get some offense going. We're back in just a minute.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Madison Cox, the junior third baseman for the Lady Indians, will lead things off. Then Riley Martin and Addie Rogers come to the plate against Abby Hammond. Well, you know, in the game, I still make a connection between fast-pitch softball and slow-pitch softball. There's an element that says, boy, if one person hits, the next person might hit, and you get that continuation a lot. Let's see if maybe Madison Cox can get things started for Montgomery County as she steps in, batting right-handed. The junior is batting .415 on the season, has 8 home runs, right-hand batter, very open stance against Hammond, who retired the Lady Indians 1-2-3 in that first inning. First pitch is, well, that's a called strike, and that pitch from here, It looked both high and outside, I got to tell you. But called strike. Coxton, Martin, and Rogers to bat here. First baseman in tight. There's a ball, pop foul, back out of play on the first base side, and Hammond gets ahead, no balls and two strikes. She struck out two in the first inning. And again, that has been her forte this season. So Cox trying to stay alive here, down no balls and two strikes. Pitch is taken outside, and it's 1-2 the count. Hammond looks into the dugout, then she checks her wrist. And the ball is popped up on the infield, second baseman under it. And kind of struggled with it at the last minute, but able to hang on. And for the first out of this second inning, brings Riley Martin to the plate. The junior, .417 batting average coming in. 17 doubles on the season with a home run and 42 runs batted in. Right-hand batter bats with Rogers waiting in the on-deck circle. Again, Catholic tight at the corners. Here's a check swing, and that is a ball, and that looked like a strike all the way, folks. I mean, I hate to do the umpire up here. I'll try to quit, but, boy, Martin, she's ahead 1-0. Takes that pitch up and away. Two balls and no strikes. Montgomery County looking for its first base runner here with one out in the bottom of the second inning, trailing 6-0 to the Lady Knights, Lexington Catholic. Here's the 2-0. That's taken for a strike. 2-1. And I think Martin did what you do right there. Hey, when you're down 6 runs, you need base runner anyway. And if you get ahead a couple of balls, see if Hammond might have a little control problem. She hasn't all year, but There's a check swing foul back, and the count is all even at 2-2. If I'm batting against him, and the last thing I want to do is go to two strikes. Good with the off speed. She can ring you up. Here's the 2-2. There's a check swing, and oh, they called her out at first base, and I don't think the first base umpire had a clue. I think he reacted to the crowd, and Riley Martin deserved a better fate, but that's just my opinion. It's a strikeout. Third for Hammond, and here's Addison Rogers with two outs and nobody on in the second inning. Rogers, a .371 batting average for the Lady Indians. They come in batting .411 as a team. And she fouls this pitch off, swing a little bit late, first base side for a strike. As they say, good pitching will generally stop good hitting. And there are good pitchers. I mean, Hammond is, I just say she's one of the best in Kentucky. There. Going to lay you down Pulaski County, that's awfully good. We've seen a lot of good pitchers this year. She is certainly one of the best. One strike pitch, and again, kind of came in on the hands and fouls it off. And Rogers with Brock on deck, and Rogers behind. No balls and two strikes. Lady Indians looking for some type of a little breakthrough, something to get them going here in the bottom of the second inning. Two-strike pitch, swing and a miss, and the inning is over. So Hammond has it going. She has struck out four in two innings. Lady Indians haven't gotten the ball out of the infield yet. And after two innings, Lexington Catholic with a 6-0 lead. We'll be back. Third inning coming up in just a minute.
Your next big adventure is right in your backyard. Red River Gorge Off-Roading. See the gorge your way. Drive your own UTV, Jeep, or slingshot. Or let the guides drive. Family fun has never been more exciting, and it's right in your backyard. The outdoors is calling. Answer the call. Out the Top Adventures. Rock Bottom Adventures. Red River Gorge Off-Roading. Plan your next adventure at RedRiverGorgeOffRoading.com.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
When you are looking for quality dental care at affordable prices, there's only one place to go in the Gateway area. That's Sterling Family Dental Care at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. You get it from a dentist and staff that truly cares about their patients. Dr. Johnson also offers the latest in technology when it comes to cosmetic dentistry. Make sure you and your family have quality dental health care. It will put your mind at ease. Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Katie Paranzano, the designated player, takes a strike to start this third inning. Was called out on strikes her first time. There's a check swing and it goes too far, and it's no balls, two strikes. Paranzano, Moore, and Lauren Kelly to bat here for Lexington Catholic in the top of the third. Six runs on six hits for the Lady Knights as they lead 6-0. And the pitch was taken. She acted like that almost hit her, and that pitch looks very, very close on the inside part of the plate from up here. One ball, two strikes to count. Martin into the delivery, swing and a miss. Martin with her third strikeout since coming in. And the batter is Lauren Moore, who popped out to the third baseman, Madison Cox, her first time up. Lauren Kelly moves on deck. Head pitches inside, ball one to her. Catholic 26-2. They lost the game to Lafayette at 11-2 back early in the season. That one bounces up there from Martin, so two balls, no strikes to count. Montgomery County infield, deep in the middle part of the infield, the Hill at first and Cox at third are even to just a tad bit inside the bag. There's a strike. 2-1 the count. We can feel that the sun kind of going behind maybe some clouds back in the distance, although it's a beautiful sky, but temperature seemed like it dropped. There's a bunt. Third base side, Cox charges, gloves, and throws her out. Good play by Madison Cox. And there are two outs. And the batter is Lauren Kelly. Temperature is still showing 81 degrees, but in the shade right now, there's a much a temperature drop. There's a pitch that's in for a called strike to Kelly, who had a base hit to right field. Just barely got it over the head of second baseman Jay Noni, her first time up, and then came around to score a run. Led off the second inning. One strike pitch to her is right back through the middle for a base hit. Just got by Riley Martin. So a two-out single for Kelly, her second hit of the game, and in that number nine spot. And here is Abby Hammond, who has reached on an error and walked and scored both times. Right-hand batter. Again, you get that 6-0 lead, and the Catholic playing with such confidence right now. That pitch bounces up there for a ball. And seven-inning games can go by really quickly when you get a pitcher like Hammond up there that's going to throw strikes. One-ball pitch. Hammond takes down and in for ball two. Baseball action. McCracken County beat West Jesmond 3-2 today, and Ryle beat East Carter 4-2, so they'll play tomorrow. And that'll be the 1:30 game tomorrow. We'll have it for you. Here's a ball ripped foul outside of third, and it's two balls and a strike. Coming up tomorrow morning right here on 11:50, we'll have baseball action. Russell County and Trinity at 10 o'clock. McCracken County and Ryle at 1:30. Hammond ready and waiting on the two-ball, one-strike pitch from Martin. That's a call strike, too, and a good fastball. Montgomery County could rally and win this game. We'd be back here tomorrow night, of course, on 11:50 and 106.9 FM. But if not, we'll have baseball for you tomorrow evening. Two-strike pitch. Ground ball, shortstop. Go to second for the out. Oh, it's out of the glove of Jaden Oney. Boy, Montgomery County has made a couple of just so uncharacteristic errors, and both have come when Hammond's been at the plate. Second error of the game for Montgomery County. Hammond on for the third time, and she's 0-2. Here is Avea Mosley Franklin, and again she has singled and doubled and scored and driven in a pair of runs. The seventh grade catcher, left-hand batter, is a big spot right here. Cox really tied at third base. She runs up and hits it into center field, and the throw has come to the plate, and they cut it off, and it gets by, and that'll move the runners up to second and third, and it's 7-0. Hammond moves around to third base, and the seventh grader has her third hit of the game, her third run batted in. Runners move up on the throw, and here is Ava Emmert, who has hit a three-run homer and walked. It is 7-0 here in the top of the third inning. So Martin ready to pitch, and Emmert takes the first pitch over the inside corner for a strike. Even though Lexington Catholic had beaten Montgomery County 9-0 during the season at Lexington Catholic, I don't think anyone really probably expected what we have seen so far here with Catholic getting out to this big early lead. That's a pitch that's just a bit up and away on an off-speed pitch, and count is even at 1-1. It was a big out right here. Montgomery County down by 7 and two more runs out there. See if Martin can get this third out. Ball's hit well to center field and going back, and that ball is out of here. Emmert has hit her second home run, her second three-run home run, and it's 10-0, Lexington Catholic. Wow. She clobbered that one. There's a photo deck out in center field, and that went up into the photo deck. So, I mean, she hit that ball a long way. We get a pair of three-run home runs. So the first two retired, and now four runs have come in, and it's 10-0. And the batter is Lydia Kennedy, who has flied to left and been called out on strikes. Left-hand batter. There's a pop-up, and Sarah Zink goes to shallow left field, close to the line, and makes the play, and the inning is over. But a lot more damage in the third inning. Four runs on three hits. There was an error, and nobody left on base. So we go to the bottom half of the third inning. Lexington Catholic 10, Montgomery County nothing. We're back in just a minute.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at major brands, Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
But thanks to all of our great sponsors who have been with us throughout this sports season to help us bring you coverage of Montgomery County football and girls and boys basketball and softball and baseball and the state football championships, the state basketball tournaments, and action here in the state softball tournament and the state baseball tournament. We appreciate the great support that we get from the business community who want to support high school athletics in Montgomery County and throughout the Gateway area. Here's Emily Brock, a senior designated hitter who will step up there. Emily, a .366 batting average, has three home runs on the season, has driven in 36. She'll be followed by Taylor Payton, Jade Noni. It's been six up and six down so far for the Lady Indians in this game. And Catholic, meanwhile, 10 runs, 9 hits. And again, the Lady Indians have made a couple of errors. And that certainly has assisted in the run production for Catholic. Here's Brock. Hits from the right side. And swings and foul tip that one into the mitt for strike one. Hammond had to make a lot of pitches. She struck out four in two innings. A ground to third and a pop to second have been the other two outs. Brock trying to get a be a leadoff base runner, and that pitch is taken for a strike over the outside corner. Brock gets down, no balls and two strikes. Emily's in and waiting, and the pitch is swung and missed. So a three-pitch strikeout there, strikeout number five for Brock. And here's Taylor Pate, senior left fielder. Taylor, a .273 batting average on the season. Right-hand batter. And Hammond pitches, and that's taken up high for a ball. She bats with Jay Noni on deck. Entire home plate area now is in shadows. Sun on the mound. So it's coming out of the sun into the shadows. The ball right now. Not an easy spot to hit, and a swing and a miss. It's been pretty easy for Lexington Catholic, but not for the Lady Indians. Count is all even at a ball and a strike. Check swing, and it's up high. Two balls and a strike. Denver County still looking for its first base runner here with one out, bottom of the third inning. Swing and a miss, and Pate was just late on that one. And the count is even at 2-2. Well, Montgomery County, you knew, needed a good start today. You know, when you've lost to a team during the season 9-0, you don't want to come out and have a poor start, and the Lady Indians just didn't get it. Here's a ball popped up to the second baseman, easy play. And there are two gone here in the third. And here's Jaden Oney. Only a .313 batting average, a couple of home runs. Montgomery County has hit 60 home runs on the season, 24 of those by Oney, and Catholic has hit 24. But, again, the Lady Indians are facing the Catholic pitcher today who has been so good. There's a ball pop foul back at us. Drops down in front for strike one. Oney batting, we'd be at the top of the order with Lily Hill if Oney could get on. Well, when you're down 10-0 in the third inning now, it's an emotional thing, too, for these Lady Indians to think about really getting anything going. Hard to mentally stay in a game like this. Pitch foul back again. Oney seems to be right on Hammond, but she's down. No balls, two strikes. And again, that's not the spot to be. Matt Puckett, third base coaching box. Gary Priest down at first base. And the two-strike pitch, swung and missed. He just went off speed on her, and that's strikeout number six. So the string continues, nine up and down, nine down for the Lady Indians. Nothing across in the third inning. We go to inning number four. Catholic leading it 10-0, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Be warned, that once you pick up a refreshingly cold drink from McDonald's and people see just how refreshingly cold that drink from McDonald's is, you may create drink envy. Because there are drinks, then there are drinks from McDonald's.
Indulge in any size iced coffee for $1.99 or get a frozen Coca-Cola just $1.69. Plus any size soft drink or sweet tea, only $1.39.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Now, this is a, you know, this is a Montgomery County team with a lot of pride. They're coming in 31-6 on the season. They've beaten a Harrison County team to get here and did it convincingly 13-5, a Harrison County team that had beaten this Catholic team. That was the other loss they had besides Lafayette to Harrison County. Here's the first pitch from Martin that bounces to the plate to Kenley Willoughby for ball one. Willoughby, she'll be followed to the plate by Caitlin Kelly. And then Prezzano, there's a ball ripped into left field for a base hit. Solid single for Willoughby, her second hit of the game. And the batter is Kelly. Lauren Kelly bats. She has doubled to drive in a run and fly it out to left field. Has hit the ball well both times, and we're going to get a runner coming in for Lexington Catholic. For Willoughby, see if we can spot that number. It's going to be Sydney Ford. Sydney Ford to run as coming to the plate, Caitlin Kelly. Kelly's a big right-hand batter. Martin delivers a strike. Well, for Montgomery County, you know, they have three seniors. Going to lose one of the best to ever play, certainly. And behind the plate, and Reagan Oney. Emily Brock's had such a great season hitting the ball. Taylor Pate has been so solid. That one bounced to the plate. It's 1-1. Oney's going to go down to Troy and continue her softball career. Pate's headed to Bellarmine. She's going to nursing. Emily Brock is headed to Morehead State. And there's a ball hit high in the air out in the left field, and Pate is right there and makes the catch for the first out of this fourth inning. One gone for Perrin-Sanzano. And we're going to have a change here. Perrin-Sanzano, the designated player, had been up twice and struck out twice, so they're going to bring Peyton Coomer, who is the left fielder who is being designated hit for, into the game to bat. And as she comes in, she has a .313 batting average. She's only been up 16 times, but has five hits, so she's been pretty effective when she has gotten to bat. Right-hand batter, and Martin pitches, and that one's in for a called strike. Lauren Moore is the on-deck batter. Boy, Montgomery County just like to get through an inning without giving up a run. 4-2-4 on the board for the Lady Knights. That pitch is in for, well, he called that a ball. Again, she's crowding. There's a crowding the plate, and that ball looked like it at all kind of the inside corner. It's one ball, one strike. One ball, one strike, one out, runner on here in the top of the fourth inning. Ronnie Martin pitches, and a little bouncer, first base side, tough play. Everybody's going to be safe. That was hit off the end of the bat and just a little knuckleball and went about 12 or 13 feet. Too far for Oney to be able to get out and get to it in time. And Martin, coming in, couldn't make a play. So that's about as shallow as an infield hit as you can possibly get. And there are runners at first and second, one out for Lauren Moore, who has popped out to Masson Cox at third and grounded out to Cox at third. Right-hand batter and fouls the first pitch off for a strike. Martin really has She has pitched pretty well since coming in. A couple runs unearned, and there's a pitch that's a bit high, and it's one ball, one strike. Billy Hill started again. Game started off in mess, and Cox has made a couple of terrific plays at third base, but she erred on the first batter, and then we got a single, a three-run homer, and it just put a damper on Montgomery County so quickly in this game. There's a swing and a miss, and it's a ball and two strikes, and Montgomery County is, well, again, the energy, the confidence kind of left the Tribe, and Lexington Catholic really buoyed by that start. Here's a one-ball, two-strike pitch from Martin, and it's popped up on the infield. Only the second baseman comes in. It's an infield fly rule called, and that's the second out of this fourth inning. And now, here is Lauren Kelly, the sophomore right fielder. She has been up twice. She has singled twice. She has scored twice. Off-speed pitch is taken down and in for a ball. Well, last inning, the four runs were all unearned for Catholic. Martin should have been out of that inning unscathed. That pitch is down low, and it's two balls and no strikes. Got touched for the two runs in the second inning, but she's pitched pretty well, really. That pitch is inside, but now she's falling behind 3-0. Pitch away from loading the bases for Hammond to come to the plate, the leadoff batter. See if Riley Martin can come back. Well, you hate to put the number 9 batter, even if she's had a couple of hits. That pitch is in for a strike, and it's 3-1. Kelly was taken all the way. Martin, the 3-1 delivery, a high bouncer, Martin fields and throws to first, and it's dropped, and everybody's safe. Oh, another error. Montgomery County has committed three errors that really just one was a throwing error from third base. You might get those, but the other two have just been errors you never expect, and that loads the bases for Hammond. It was 0 for 2, but it scored all three times. Reached on an error and scored, walked and scored, reached on a fielder's choice and scored. And the pitch from Martin, and it's ripped fair down the left field line, and that's going to get probably three runs in. And Hammond will stop at second base, and it is 13-0. That ball was really hit hard by Hammond. Well, that is just kind of, you know, little insult to injury there for Montgomery County. But again, all these runs are unearned against Riley Martin, who deserved a better fate. And here is Avea Mosley Franklin, who has had three hits, a pair of singles and a double. 13-0. Montgomery County has had nothing like this all season. There's a little line drive to Emily Zink at shortstop, and the infield was in, and she makes the catch on the fly, and the inning is over. But again, Lexington Catholic gets three unearned runs, and they do it on three hits and a runner left on base. So Catholic with a 13-0 lead when we go to the bottom of the fourth. We'll be back in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. and most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Well, Montgomery County now, they just, hey, somebody get a hit. Let's not leave here without getting a base runner in this game as we're in the bottom of the fourth inning now, 13 to nothing. But, again, to put the game in perspective for the listeners, 8 of the 13 runs are unearned. Montgomery County has, they have committed 3 errors in this game that are just so uncharacteristic of the Lady Indians. And but they all count. Here's Lily Hill, who struck out her first time up, facing Abby Hammond, who has struck out 6 in 3 innings. And again, nothing's been out of the infield against her. There's a chopper foul over off the Montgomery County dugout. Hill, Oney, and Zink to bat here. And that ball might have hit Reagan Oney. I think it did. Oney was standing in the on-deck circle, and that hit her in the arm. They're looking at her right now. Wow. She's trying to make sure she's got plenty of feeling, and I think she's going to be okay. Yeah, should the... You know, the on-deck circles are about the size of a quarter. Now, they're very small, but they're right outside the dugouts. And, I mean, you're talking about, honestly, trying to judge from the football field, it's 35 feet probably from home plate to where those are. So that ball was hit sharply. Hill down a strike. Hammond pitches. Check swing, and it's outside. 1-1 the count. Well, it would mean a lot, I think, if this group right here could get a couple of hits, get a run on the board maybe, leave here with a little better feeling. That pitch is outside, and 2 balls and a strike to Hill. Lily Hill, she's had quite a freshman season and a great career ahead of this young lady. Trying to get on base here, leading off the bottom of the fourth. Catholic, 4 runs, 2 runs, 4 runs, 3 runs. Scored in every inning. There's a little number foul. And it's 2 balls, 2 strikes, and Hill would like to have laid off that pitch, I think. I think it was up high out of the strike zone. Could have gone to 3-1. But now, again, Hammond, she gets those 2 strikes on you, you are definitely in the hole against this young lady. And a 2-2. She fouls it back. He'll be able to stay alive. And Ava Emmert, you talk about the errors, but Ava Emmert has hit 2 3-run home runs in this game for Lexington Catholic. But here's the 2-2, and that's outside. And it's a full count of 3-2. And that is the first time we have had a full count in this game from Hammond. And as we told you, she just doesn't walk people. 17 in 166 innings. Here's the payoff. That's up high, and she's walked one here. So Montgomery County has a base runner here in the fourth inning. Hill trots on down to first base. And the batter is Reagan Oney, who bounced out to third base, her first time up. Right-hand batter. And Reagan is the all-time single-season home run hitter in softball in Kentucky. See if she can find a hit right here against Hammond. In and waiting. And the pitch. She hits the ball out to right center field, and that ball well hit, and it will bounce to the fence. Here's Hill going to round third and come to the plate, only at second base, and it's 13-1. And that gives the home crowd a little something to cheer about from Montgomery County. So Reganoni with the two base hit, and for Reagan that's her 22nd double of the season, and her 48th extra base hit, and her 76th run batted in. And here is Sarah Zink, struck out her first time up. Sarah, right-hand batter. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Madison Cox is on deck. Only runs well at second base. She has scored 79 runs this season. That was her 79th hit, the double. And there's an off-speed pitch, and Zink looked it right in, but laid off of it. It's all even at one ball, one strike. But again, when Hammond throws that pitch over for a strike, boy, this, when she comes with the heater, it just looks a lot faster than it really is, and it's pretty fast. The 1-1 to Zink. Swing and a miss, big rip, and again, that pitch is up, and again, a little bit out of the where you're going to make contact with it very easily. Sarah behind, a ball, two strikes. Madison Cox waiting on deck. That pitch is up high and in. And it's all even at two balls, two strikes. I think what we saw out of Oney right there against, you know, a very, very good high school is what you're going to see when she gets to the collegiate level. I mean, I think she is going to be really, really good. She has a quick bat and a strong bat. There's an off-speed pitch that goes outside, and we got another 3-2 count. Zink trying to become a base runner here before Cox comes to the plate. 3-2. She's going to get something to hit right here, I bet. Hammond with a payoff. And she was late on it, but fouls it away to stay alive. 3-2. Good job of hitting by Zink. That pitch was in on her, tight. Too close to take. She got a bat on it and keeps this at bat alive. Of course, only a junior, but Sarah Zink's headed to Coastal Carolina to play her collegiate softball. And a payoff pitch again from Hammond. She waits on that pitch and takes it low. And Montgomery County has two on with nobody out. And here's Madison Cox. So a pair of walks. I don't know. Wonder when Hammond has ever walked two in an inning this season. You can tell she's a little bit frustrated with herself, I think. And here is Cox, who popped out to second base her first time up. Bats with Riley Martin on deck. It's 13-1, folks, but if you're Montgomery County, hey, you just want a better feeling when you leave the field here. There's a pop-up that's back out of play, coming right back, and the catcher comes back and almost got there. That ball did stay in play. Thought it was going to come back over the screen. It was right up against the screen. But strike one to Madison Cox. Well, it shows some character, I think, for Montgomery County to be down 13-0 and to come back and get a run, to not just fold the tents and go home. Cox waits on the one-strike pitch, swinging a miss. She chased a pitch that was up and out of the zone there. She knows it. No balls, two strikes to count. Baseball action going on. Estill County and Hopkinsville playing over at Legends Park. And the two-strike pitch from Hammonds. Taken way up high. The ball and two strikes. Hammond checks that wristband and the pitch. And there's a little soft line drive. They throw back. They didn't throw. The runner's able to get back. That was in foul territory. A little soft liner. And the third baseman, Ava Emmert, able to come over and pick it up for the first out. And here's Riley Martin, who struck out her first time up. I thought she got she got an early strike called, and it just didn't look like it was there. And then she kind of, I think, felt like she had to swing at anything. But let's see if she get off to a better start. Hammond ready, and she deals and takes a pitch. But that's a called strike over the outside part of the plate. So she's down 0-1. Aston Rogers is on deck. Martin, a junior. Rogers, a junior. Cox and Zink. These are all juniors for Montgomery County. It'll be back next year. Hammond's one strike pitch, and it's fouled away. Boy, Hammond again ahead. No balls and two strikes. Somebody must have made a nice catch. The no ball. Two-strike pitch coming to Martin. Takes it and gets by the catcher. Runners are going to move up to second and third. And the count is a ball and two strikes to Martin with Rogers on deck. A base hit would get the Indians within 10. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Hammond pitches. That pitch is taken off the plate outside. Good eye by Martin. Looking at that off-speed pitch. Looked it right into the mitt. Two balls, two strikes to count. We've got one out here in the inning. There's a pitch taken low. And it's a full count of 3-2. The third time in this inning, and the first time we have had a 3-2 count from Hammond in this game, and three of them have come here in this inning. Martin ready as Hammond deals the payoff. And that's taken for a call, strike three. Close pitch on the outside part of the plate. You gotta be aggressive, and that strikeout number 7. So with two outs, it's up to Addison Rogers, who is a strikeout victim her first time up. Rogers, right-hand batter. See if she can get these two runs in for Montgomery County. Emily Brock waiting on deck. And a pitch. Taken high for a ball. Boy, Brock's one of those seniors. You'd love to see her to get the bat right here with the bases loaded, maybe. Hammond deals. That pitch is taken for a strike, and it's all even at 1-1. Montgomery County with a run in the inning, their first of the game, and their first hit of the game. Boy, that line score. 1-1-3 doesn't look very pretty. Let's see if we can make it look better right here. Rogers swings and misses. Again, she's late on that fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes to count. So Hammond in control here. The 1-2, swing and a miss, and the inning is over. 8th strikeout for Hammond in 4 innings. Montgomery County in the 4th. They do get a run on a hit, their first of the game. They leave 2 runners on base. And after 4 innings, it's Lexington Catholic 13, Montgomery County 1. And we'll be back. 5th inning action in just a minute.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Well, for Montgomery County here, you're down 13-1. It's the state tournament. You're in the 5th inning, and the comeback is not really being thought of right now, to be honest with you. And Kylie Maynard, a freshman, is going to come on and pitch, the left-hander. Martin goes to first base, and Hill does stay in the game, goes out into right field because she potentially could be the fourth batter coming up. In the next inning. Like to have that freshman get another at bat here in the state tournament. But Maynard, a freshman, she has been in 9 games, 3 as a starter, has a 4-0 record, but a 4.26 ERA, 24 strikeouts in 23 innings. Coming in a spot here where she's going to face Ava Emmert, who has a pair of 3-run home runs and a walk. The right-hand batter. Well, what a challenge for the young Montgomery County left-hander. Right-handed batting Emmert, and Maynard pitches, and the off-speed pitch is a little bit up and in for a ball one. And Montgomery County will come back with, you know, 3 pitchers next year who are all are going to be pretty good. You know, you add another year to these arms. Here's a pitch that taken a little bit low and away, 2-0. Emmert and Kennedy and Willoughby to bat here in the top half of the 5th inning. That's a strike. And it's 2-1. Emmert, well, she took a good pitch right there. I'm glad she didn't swing at that one. That was right around the belt. Looked like it was in her wheelhouse. 2 balls and a strike. That pitch is just low, and it's 3-1. Maynard on the season has walked only 4 batters in 23 innings, so she has been effective in getting the ball over the plate. Needs to try to come with a strike right here. The 3-1 is up high, and Emmert is on with her second walk of the game, and the batter is Lydia Kennedy, the first baseman. Kennedy has hair that is about down almost to her waist, and she doesn't tie it up or anything. I mean, it's hanging out of her helmet down to her waist. Left-hand batter. Fly to left. Takes a strike. Kennedy has fly to left. She has been called out on strike. She has popped out to the shortstop. Down a strike here. And the ball is hit down the first base line, and that is a fair ball, they say. Just inside the line. They throw in and almost got her at second base. She's just able to get in. Lily Hill ends in right field, but runners will be at second and third with nobody out on the double by Kennedy. Just inside the line. That ball actually hopped over the base and then went into foul territory. But I think it was a good call by the umpire that it was a fair ball. And here is Kenny Willoughby, a couple of singles and a couple of runs scored and reached on a fielder's choice. Right-hand batter,
And the pitch is swung and missed for a strike. Willoughby batting and in the on-deck circle now is Kelly. One strike pitch is up high. One ball, one strike. Maynard has, a little bit of length to her. You think that she might really develop over these next three seasons and increase speed a little bit. And this is high with that pitch, 2-1. So Catholic trying to add to a 13-1 lead. 13 runs, 13 hits they have. That pitch misses outside, and it's three balls and a strike. Who knows, Reagan Oney may be catching the last game ever for her. She's figures to be an outfielder at Troy. That pitch is in for a strike, and it's a full count of 3-2. And if Oney doesn't, unless Montgomery County has a rally at the bottom of the inning, Oney's last at bat will be a double in her high school career. There's a chopper foul, third base side. Count stays at three balls and two strikes. And this is the next to the last opening round game here in the state softball tournament. Again, the payoff, and the ball is hit high and foul and back out of play.
Fans, make sure to watch out for foul balls presented by Right Way Auto.
So the count stays at 3-2. And this will be the seventh pitch of this at-bat, and this will be the longest at-bat we have had in this game. We had a lot of 3-2s, but and there's a swing and a foul back. Just barely got a piece of that pitch. See if Kylie Maynard can continue to throw strikes. Ball's hit well out into center field and coming over and Rogers, she short hopped that one. Two runs are going to score. They do throw the plate. Oh, they almost got her. But she is going to be safe. Just a little bit up the third base line and only unable to, as their contact was made with the runner coming in. And it is 15-1. So a couple of RBIs for Willoughby, and she ends up at third base as the throw came in. And now the batter is going to be Caitlin Kelly, who has doubled a drive in a run and then twice flied to left. Takes an off-speed pitch that drops low for a ball. Nobody out here in the top half of the fifth inning. There's a ball line, and they throw, and they get her. They double her up. Well, what a play made by Kylie Maynard on that line drive right back to the mound. And the left-handed freshman speared it, threw to Madison Cox, who alertly grabbed it and tagged the runner off the base. And there are quickly two outs. And here is Peyton Coomer, who had a base hit and scored a run. And Coach Emmerich is down to talk to her for a long time. She gets ready to come to the plate. It's 15-1. Well, it's been certainly a disappointment for Montgomery County as the ball is hit into left field and that ball will drop foul just outside the line for a strike. You didn't have a good feeling about Montgomery County coming into the tournament because of this bracket. Again, the top three teams in the state in the bracket and having to go against Catholic here in the first round. But, again, it's been a little bit worse than the Lady Indians would have expected. And yet Catholic has benefited from three errors that led to eight of these runs. There's a late swing and a strike, and it's 0-2. Boy, if
If Maynard could come and get a strikeout right here, it'd be a great finish to the inning for the freshman. After a little bit of a rough start, that pitch is up high. A ball and two strikes. Montgomery County will have the bottom third of the batting order come to the plate in the bottom half of the inning, but a couple of seniors are going to get to bat one more time. There's a ball hit out to center field, and Rogers makes the play. Came in a couple of steps and caught the drive, so, hey, way to go, freshman Kylie Maynard. Although Catholic does get a couple more runs, they do it on a couple of hits, and nobody left on base. And we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning, Lexington Catholic 15, Montgomery County 1. Bottom of the fifth coming up in just a minute.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Here's great news from the Ale 8 Bottling Company. You've asked us to bring back your summertime favorites, and now we're back in Blackberry. Join the celebration, because Blackberry is back for a limited time. Get to your favorite store and stock up on your favorite Ale 8 flavors, including Blackberry. For the taste that brings you back, remember Blackberry Ale 8. Get yours while supplies last.
Seniors Emily Brock and Taylor Pate and junior Jaden Oney will bat here against Abby Hammond in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Montgomery County would need to score five runs to keep the game going as they trail 15-1. The pitcher's mound and home plate, and most of the infield are now in shadows here at John Kropp. Let's see if Emily can have success in her last at bat as a high school player. Takes a pitch in for a strike. Emily, a right hand batter, and uses that open stance hitting from the right hand side. And Hammond's one strike pitch, and the ball is hit sharply on the ground, but boy, came up in a big hot to the second baseman, who makes an easy play, and there's one out here in the bottom half of the fifth. Two runners would have to get on base for Oney to get back to the plate again. Here's Taylor Pate, who popped out to the second baseman her first time up. Again, another senior. Hey, good to see Emily Brock make contact there. Hit the ball sharply, but right at the second baseman. Pate swings and misses for a strike. Montgomery County has the lone hit, the double by Reagan Oney. Last inning to drive in their lone run in the game. And Hammond waits on the pitch, but then pops it foul. Try to wait on that off-speed pitch. She's down, no balls and two strikes. Hammond has a career record coming in of 113-21 losses with a save. And again, she's pitched every inning for Lexington Catholic. This will make the 88th game in a row that she has pitched complete games. And Pate swings early on that off-speed pitch and fouls it off. Count stays at no balls, two strikes. So Pate trying to stay alive here, see if she can put a ball in play, and Jay Noni waiting on deck. Hammond's ready, and she pitches, and there's a ball hit foul down the right field line. Just a little bit too late on that one. The count stays at no balls, two strikes. Thank you.
laid back in and waiting. And Hammond deals. And again, she fouls it back. So Taylor Pate trying to prolong her high school career if she can. Has fouled off three 0-2 pitches. Hammond ready and deals. And she pops it down the right field line, and this will drop foul, and the second baseman couldn't quite get there. Close enough that Pate had to run that one out. This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat, and the count is 0-2. So Hammond's ready again. Pate at even stance from the right-hand batter's box. And she hits the ball, and it'll go just past the shortstop for a base hit. Just barely into center field. Well, what an at-bat for the senior Taylor Pate right there, folks. I mean, that's the competitive nature of this team. I mean, they're down 15-1. Second hit of the game against Hammond. Here's Oney. She struck out her first time up. Lily Hill waiting to bat next. Hammond pitches, and she swung early. Ball got away from the catcher, but swing and a miss for a strike. 13 pitches in a row. We talked about Hammond's control, even though she walked two batters in the fourth inning. But she has thrown 15 strikes in a row. Only behind, 0-1. Swing and a miss. No balls and two strikes. Yeah, a great crowd on hand from Montgomery County that has come. They haven't had a lot to cheer about, but they have been here. Swing and a miss. She's late on that fastball, and that is strikeout number 9. Now Montgomery County down to their final out. Lily Hill walked and scored the Montgomery County run and struck out her two at-bats, and Oney is in the on-deck circle. Hill trying to just prolong the game if she can. In Catholic, in tight at the corners. Really, the shortstop plays pretty tight, too. Hill takes the first pitch outside for a ball. Hill drew one of the two walks from Hammond in that fourth inning and came around to score on the Reaganoni double. Hammond pitches. That's up and in, and it's two balls, no strikes to Hill. So Hill ahead in the count. You're down 14 runs. You should take this pitch probably, but she swings and fouls it again. Almost hit Oney over in the deck circle. 2-1. The fans are well protected by the big screen here at John Kropp Stadium. Beautiful, beautiful facility. Hammond ready with a 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Hill late on that. And now it's 2-2. I guarantee he only wants to bat again, but will she get that chance? Play the Indians down to their final strike. And Hammond's 2-2. Foul back. We'll do it again. Again, just... You have to be here to sense it, but the tenacity of players, you know, Montgomery County down 15-1, but hey,
play it through, battle to the final out. But Hill, 2-2 count. Hammond pitching in the shadows. That pitch is outside. And the count goes full at 3-2. Coach Matt Puckett still coaching in there, telling, you know, Taylor Pate, hey, be ready to move at first base on, with two outs. And the payoff coming from Hammond. And it's foul back again. So Montgomery County just, they did not get off to a good start offensively at all. And, you know, the first nine batters up. And again, Hammond, she has velocity and off-speed pitches. She, you know, you don't see it every day. But it was tough on Montgomery County early. They kind of adjust a little bit, but way too late. And now the payoff pitch as Hill waits. Takes it. And it's a called strike three. And the game is over. And Hill finishes with 10, or rather, Hammond finishes with 10 strikeouts in the game. Montgomery County with nothing across on a hit. Lexington Catholic wins it easily today to go to 27-2. They win it 15-1 over Montgomery County. The Lady Indians wrap up a 31-7 season. And we'll be back with a recap for you after we step out for a couple of minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Do you regularly divvy up the dinner bill with friends or family? Split the cost of that check with Zelle, a fast, safe, and easy way to send money to people you know and trust right from your traditional bank account. So after you split the meal, make sure to split the cost of the dinner bill with Zelle. Learn more at traditionalbank.com/Zelle. Terms and conditions apply. Traditional Bank, member FDIC.
Montgomery County Lady Indians, their season comes to an end today, and it was all Lexington Catholic from the get-go, although, you know, just, it kind of sounds like you're trying to make something good of something bad, but just really to point out that the Montgomery County pitching, well, you give up 15 runs on 14 hits, and you say, wow, that wasn't very good, but in all fairness to Montgomery County pitchers, there were three errors in the game. And eight of the 15 runs were scored that were unearned in the game. But the winning numbers, Lexington Catholic, 15 runs, 14 hits, no errors. They left only three runners on base, so if they got people on, they came around. Montgomery County, a run on only two hits, three errors, and three left. So the Lady Indians wrap up an outstanding season at 31-7. Again, the seniors, Emily Brock, Taylor Pate, and Reagan Oney. It's been great,
great season. It's been great careers. Oni has set all kinds of records. She is in the record book for probably forever in so many categories for her career. And again, the all-time single season home run leader in the state with 24 this year. So, you know, great. And she ended it up with a double to right center field to drive in the Montgomery County run. And boy, Taylor Pate got the other hit, and what a great at bat she had. And Emily Brock hit a solid one hopper to the second baseman in her last at bat. So those girls, they wrap up not the kind of note they wanted on, but again, now Lexington Catholic's going to move on, and their next task is going to be the top-ranked team in Kentucky, South Warren, a team that will come in off an 11-2 win over Elizabethtown earlier today, and the number one-ranked team at 38-3, and Catholic will go into that game 27-2. That should be quite a battle coming up. That'll be at 5:30 tomorrow evening. And that game, though, is going to be going on at the same time and that the baseball game is going on right next door. And, I mean, there's going to be a crowd in here tomorrow evening that'll be something. Getting ready to play here in the final game of this opening round, Lawrence County and McCracken County are getting ready to battle. So our attention now for us here on WMST, AM and FM will switch to baseball tomorrow, as we customarily do the final eight in baseball, and we'll do it for you tomorrow. Dave Hall and I'll be on hand tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at Legends Field as Russell County takes on Louisville Trinity. And then in the 1:30 game, McCracken County and Ryle will battle, and we'll have that one for you. And then Joel Bennett and Lynn Midden will step in coming up tomorrow night at Legends Park. They'll have the quarterfinal round game, and their first game at 5 o'clock will be the winners of Owensboro Catholic in Corbin and Estill County in Hopkinsville. Those games are going on this evening, in fact, going on right now over at Legends Park. And then the last game tomorrow night will be Lexington Catholic and Pleasure Ridge Park. Then next weekend on Saturday, They'll play the semifinals at 10 a.m. and 1:30, and on the June the 14th. A week from today, at 10 a.m. and 1:30, the games are scheduled at Kentucky Proud Park, and then the 3:30 game on Saturday for the championship, and we'll have those games. I wonder if we will get any time changes there. I don't know, but that's the way they are scheduled. And then and I think they're doing that because the semifinals for the girls here at John Cropp will be at 3:30 and 6:30. So they those facilities right here, expecting crowds and parking. They'll make it a little bit easier, so they'll play at 10 and 1:30 in baseball and 3:30 and 6:30 in softball coming up, and then the baseball championship game at 3:30, the softball championship game at 7 o'clock next Saturday. And we'll have those baseball games for you, as we have traditionally done now over the last, it's getting to be almost a quarter of a century that we've provided coverage of the state baseball tournament here on WMST AM and FM. Thanks so much for being with us. Our thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer. Again, we'll join you tomorrow morning a little before 10 o'clock for baseball action. Lexington Catholic, they got it done early. They got four runs in the first inning, three on a home run by Ava Emmert. She would hit 2 3-run home runs in the game. And then they capitalized on some Montgomery County errors, and they end up with an easy win to advance to the quarterfinal round of this state softball tournament. Until we join you tomorrow morning, for Dan Manley and our entire crew, including Jeff West, our studio engineer, Hayes McMakin, the executive producer of the Gateway Sports Network, thanks to all of our great sponsors. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning. Until then, so long from
John Cropp Stadium here on the campus of the University of Kentucky. And the state softball tournament, the event that's presented by UK Healthcare and Clark's Pump and Shop. For now, so long, everybody.
You're listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more timeless favorites on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Put me in cold, I'm ready to play today. Look at me, gotta be Santa Theo. Yeah. Subside.